Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting on a Wednesday morning, the day after the night before an election. Wow, and we still don't know who the winner is. And I'm broadcasting, of course, from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station, Tomorrow's News Tonight, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, around the world, and this is via the internet and the satellite, too. Now, don't forget, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now on the third watch, whatever you're doing, however you're doing it, wherever you're doing it, thanks so very much for the job you're doing, keeping America moving along. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and you can go to the website for more, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now, hour number two, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Would you like to say the pledge for the second time?
I sure would.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded in Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, here we sit, waiting to see what the next step is, which is obviously going to be the Supreme Court by some sort of emergency declaration or whatever that's going to be filed by the president's attorneys. So where are we at right now, and how did we get here?
Well, that's a very good question, Captain. We seem to be a pretty good track earlier yesterday into the evening, and especially as Florida was going. And a lot of people were asking the question, why aren't they calling Florida? Why aren't they calling Florida? But Florida turned out to be a decisive win for the president. And then, of course, as some of these other states began to pop in, one of the recurring themes seemed to be that it wasn't unexpected, that we weren't seeing anything that was incredibly surprising as we went through the night. And then suddenly, pretty much without warning, and we all understood that Pennsylvania could be a major issue, and we were waiting to see how that might pan out, and we were expecting it would take a while, maybe a few days for Pennsylvania. But some of these other states, as we began to see President Trump have pretty good leads, suddenly those states weren't being called, and then we were doing a lot of gymnastics, it seemed, from the decision desk as to why they couldn't be called, even though they seemed to fall in line with some of the other
states. I'm glad you mentioned the decision desk, because right now on television we have the director of the decision desk. Let's see what he's saying right now.
That's a vote he won last time by about 10 points. He's up about 3 or 5 points right now in Maine, too, and there's a clear chance that he could win that. I'd call that sort of also knowable but not callable, so we're not prepared to call it, but he clearly has a lead. And then the big mystery are the three Rust Belt states, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin.
Let's just talk to Pennsylvania, first of all.
Sure.
600,000 difference, and the president pointed to that. And it's 75% in? Something to that effect?
Roughly. That's roughly based on an estimate of what the total vote was today.
76% of precincts in, total, or percentage of the precincts in. 600,000, that's a big spread.
That is a huge spread. Here's the real weird thing that's gone on today. Okay, Democrats have voted early or by mail. Republicans have voted in person on Election Day. And the skew is huge. If you know, national numbers from our Fox News voter analysis says that roughly...
All right. Well, what we were listening to right there, folks, was the decision desk. The guy's name was Arnon Mishkin, and he's the director of the Fox News decision desk. I just wanted to hear about a minute or so of what he was talking about. And, Bill, what did you think when you heard all that?
Well, first of all, you can tell by Brett Baer, he is really asking the question, hello, 600,000 votes in Pennsylvania. Talking about some of the other races, so clearly the on-air staff at Fox is, I just can't imagine what's being spoken of on each of the commercial breaks among themselves.
And there's a 12.6% advantage to the president on this. Kyle, what do you think about this?
Yeah, again, it's that idea of the mental gymnastics to try to justify, you know, why can't it be answered fairly simply in the sense that, yeah, 600,000 votes ahead. The question is, are there likely 600 more, you know, 600,000 more votes that would be able to usurp that? So again, it just seems like we're being sort of funneled into this thing in order to extend the Pennsylvania vote, or the counting, as it were. And then, well, it's going to skew to the blue and this kind of thing. It just doesn't seem to really add up when it looks like Pennsylvania has responded to President Trump's message about, you know, not banning fracking.
76% of the votes, and he's up by 12.6%.
Right.
To me, this is a no-brainer, Bill.
Right.
Bill, am I wrong?
Well, I tell you what, the real drama, everything in my mind is sort of set aside except for the Supreme Court
right
now. Because this drama is going to shift to the Supreme Court. I would imagine that by noon or 1 o'clock, some of these states, they're going to have to wrap up, not necessarily Pennsylvania, but they're going to have to get closer to 80, 90, 95% of the vote. They're going to have to call these states for Trump.
Right.
And so we'll watch that. But the real drama is going to be all eyes to be on the Supreme Court for an emergency injunction hearing. That's the high drama. Right.
Okay, hold that thought, because we'll talk about that when we come back, because Georgia's got 94% of the vote in, advantage Trump 2.2%. That should be called, too. I'll be right back with more. Bill Bunkley is with us, as well as Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And again, this is a historic night. It's a strange night, a weird night. I got all kinds of comments in the chat room. I'm going to go over there and take a peek while we take this break. All right, don't go anywhere. We're coming back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are. In the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. And with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 with your windshield replacement when you tell them I sent you. Now, they handle the insurance claim and come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 back at the time of the service. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Give them a call, 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you, get that $100. And, Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
There you go. The sound of reason in the middle of the night. Bill's sitting there going, what was that? All right. Well, now, listen, I got to tell you this. You guys aren't going to believe this. So, Bill, hold on to something tight. Here's the headline from CNN. Trump's chilling threat to stop the vote count. Your thought?
Typical CNN. And, you can call it that all you want to. But tomorrow, I got to tell you, there's a war. There's now a war that's going to be taking place for the heart and soul of America that goes beyond the ballot box. Mm-hmm. And as we are considering this, I'm just imagining what America is going to say when they wake up in the morning. And then here it is, guys. How is the states that are not Pennsylvania, but they've already got, like, Georgia. Georgia should have been called
94%.
Tonight. Should be called
North Carolina,
tomorrow.
94%.
As we get into 11, 12, mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the majority of these states should have their votes in by the time I go on the air at 3 o'clock tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And so as Trump continues to get closer and closer and closer, it is almost like when somebody just is in the middle of a crime or a crime spree, and they are getting so blinded they have no idea what reality is and the perception, I'm asking myself, how do these people think they're going to get away with this? That's where I'm at tonight.
Now, here's the other thing, Kyle. CNN had Joe Biden with 220 electoral votes, Donald Trump with 213. I immediately went over to Newsmax to see what they've got. They've got Joe Biden with 227 electoral votes and Donald Trump 213. And Fox is reporting 238 for Biden and 213 for Trump. What's going on here?
Yeah, this is, I've been watching these all night as well, and that actually means, Captain, that when Joe Biden came out to make his statement, you know, he was actually lower if you look at some of these others, and I think he went out there for a good reason because Fox had called Arizona.
Yep. Now, let's go to the telephone lines because we've got our professor emeritus on the line, Dan the Man from Purdue University, Lafayette, Indiana. Way. Good morning, Dan the Man. I first of all, have you ever seen anything like this ever?
You know, that's what I was going to discuss. We got a Supreme Court, we got a Constitution, and it's time for the Supreme Court to be a strict interpreter of the Constitution. And the Constitution's clear. Election Day is the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November. You want a paper ballot, you go to a voting place and you use it. No more early voting. None. Period. No more counting ballots 2 or 3 days after the election. Pennsylvania, I think, is going to be a lot longer. This is a mess, and I don't know how you get out of it.
But well, one of these states, Dan, and I want to say it was North Carolina, somebody extended the counting of the ballots until November the 12th. It might have been Pennsylvania.
It's the 14th.
And it is Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy. Okay.
So that's kind of where I'm at. This was all uncalled for. You know, I've ran campaigns. I've won two elections myself, just city. And let me tell you something. When you have early voting, you're always going to have skepticism whether it's fraud or not. Mm-hmm. This is the way you take it out. You want to vote, you vote on election day, period. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of voters like it because it's more convenient. You get it out of the way. You know, part of the paper ballot problem we had now was Trump's first debate. It was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
People reacted to it, and they went out, and they voted early. There should be an official start. There should be an official stop. That finish line should be Election Day and Election Day only. And I think if Anton Scalia was alive, he would probably agree with me on that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but you can't drag these things out for months.
Okay, we're going to have Judge Amy Coney Barrett that's going to be asked to recuse herself from all of this. What say you?
Well, I think right now, Biden has put the scare into the Supreme Court, much the same way FDR did. FDR threatened to pack the court, and the same old conservatives lightened up and became a little more liberal in fear of that court being packed. And I think that's what this Supreme Court, led by the legendary gutful John Roberts, has done. He's spineless.
A piece of work.
But he is a piece of work. And he's a fellow Hoosier, too. Mm. But I just think that they are now scared of doing anything that could upset either candidate's apple cart.
Mm-hmm.
I could see them if they go to Pennsylvania or Trump takes his case straight to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court goes, you know, you got to let the election process play out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you have a House for, and that's what you have a Constitution.
Kyle,
last thing I want is
Mm-hmm.
picking the next president.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they got to go down further in the process before you take it to the Supreme Court.
All right. Kyle, what do you think?
Well, I know that what the president did earlier was very strategic. He came out and he gave a lot of the totals. So he is trying to essentially set up this idea that the reason he's asking for this – is a legitimate reason, that you already have the votes in, you, in the sense that he's so far ahead already, and why keep going on and on, trying to go find votes, basically. But this is going to play in at some point, Captain, with the Democrats who have already tried to soften up the ground by creating this notion that President Trump is not going to have a peaceful transition of power. This will play into that somehow, especially with that headline you read from CNN. It's a chilling thing for him to do. They're setting it up that President Trump is somehow going to be barricaded in the Oval Office, so to speak, and because the election's not really going his way, and he'll have to be removed.
All right.
In other words, they will try to, again, win in that court of public opinion. That's why it was so important for President Trump to lay the groundwork for why he would ask for such a thing.
Okay, well, Dan, man, I appreciate your call very much. Very good insights there. Appreciate it.
Okay, I just want to say one thing. I don't think it's going to change anybody's mind what the Democrats are going to do. I think that it'll just rile up the Republicans more, and they'll rile up their side more. But it's a mess, and I don't know how you get out of it. You can just lay plans for a future election, and like I said, you hold the election on Election Day, no early voting.
Okay.
And, hey, thanks for taking my call. Kyle, it's always good hearing your voice.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you very much, Dan Aman. That's Dan Aman up there in Lafayette, Indiana, and he's our professor emeritus. Well, Bill, you sat there, you heard all that. What's your initial thought?
Well, I tell you, it is a reality that goes to yet the other issue. And the other issue is, I hope I'm wrong. But I think tomorrow we're going to see widespread violence in some streets of America.
I believe it.
And,
I'm surprised it's not going on now.
Well, because people went to bed.
Oh.
And I think that's it. I think folks went to bed. But, I mean, and not just on the left, but also on the right. We're on the edge of a powder keg. And I believe just kind of listening to Dan and the CNN headline, Trump going to court tomorrow, the perception that he was able to get the Supreme Court. Because, see, they'll tell the story that the Supreme Court is rigged to support Trump, when actually the rigging has to do way before the Supreme Court. Mm-hmm. I am concerned tomorrow that America may begin the process of being ripped apart right down the middle, and it's going to be very disturbing. But I will say this. I know we're about done with this segment, right?
Mm-hmm.
I want to thank you for this night sharing with you. We've talked about some of the other nights that have been memorable. Nothing's going to beat what we've been through tonight.
Nothing's compared to this one.
And just want to tell your listeners that I'll be live from 3 to 6 tomorrow, and in the 4 o'clock hour, Captain Matt Bruce will be joining me. I'll see if Roger can join me. We'll have a lot to talk about by 4 o'clock tomorrow, and I'm going to ask the gentleman to join me on my show. But to all of you listening, hey, thank you for staying up late. Please pray for America. God bless America.
All right. Thanks very much, Bill. We appreciate it. And, Kyle, you hang on. Folks, we'll be right back with more. And if you want to give us a call, Kathy's going to give you the phone number so you can do just that. So don't go nowhere. Here comes the phone number right now.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking after 2 a.m. Eastern Time on Wednesday, President Trump remains optimistic that he'll win big. But the president also saying,
for the good of this nation, this is a very big moment. This is a major fraud in our nation. We want the law to be used in a proper manner. So we'll be going to the U.S. Supreme Court. We want all voting to stop. We don't want them to find any ballots at 4 o'clock in the morning and add them to the list.
Meanwhile, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says he's optimistic that he'll win the election despite plenty of votes in battleground states still being counted.
It's not my place or Donald Trump's place to declare who's won this election. That's the decision of the American people.
This is USA Radio News. He'll win big.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You sure are. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Two Guys Gun Shows. Now, Saturday, I'm going to be up in Hernando County at the Hernando County Fairgrounds in Brooksville on US 41, just south of Brooksville, and just a little bit north of the airport. So if you want to come on in there, they're going to be there Saturday from 9 to 5, and then Sunday from 9 to 3. I will be there Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. Actually, I'll probably get there a little bit early. I'll probably get there around 10, and I'll stick around until 2 p.m. So I'll be there for 4 hours. Stop on by. Don't know what building I'll be in because they got three different buildings they use, but you'll have to wander around a little bit to find me. But then that way you can take a look at all the stuff they have there, because you can shop the most modern, up-to-date guns as well as tactical equipment and private collections they have there too. That Two Guys embraces. They also have quite a collection of knives there too. Trade-ins are also welcome. And don't forget the website if you want to go check them out, twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com, and that's the Hernando County Fairgrounds Saturday. I'll be there from 10 to 2. So stop on by, say howdy, howdy, and see what you can do about getting yourself something really neat. You might need to have something. What's going on here? And Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Kyle, you and I were talking during the break here. Would you mind sharing what we were talking about?
Well, we are watching, Captain, at least in Los Angeles. We know that just a little while ago, maybe just a couple of hours ago, according to these reports, Police were declaring an unlawful assembly in Los Angeles, and also we have reports that several people were detained near the Staples Center earlier this evening as well. Even as voting was going on, police were forming skirmish lines, evidently to counteract some of the crowds that were developing. And I can assure you there's a lot of areas in Los Angeles that have been boarded up. Certainly Beverly Hills, that's been a news item, but I had someone tell me today he was in the L.A. area that it is being boarded up extensively in Los Angeles.
Well, there's been a very large crowd that's been pretty much all night long in the outer fringes away from the White House in Washington, D.C. Several people were arrested early on because they didn't follow police orders. I'm not sure where that's at the moment. We'll probably have to check that here in the next segment. Or maybe you can do it while we're talking here. But that certainly was something else because we know they put the extra two restraining fences up to protect the area there.
Well, that's right. And I think, you know, obviously in anticipation of the vote, but now we're wondering where is the vote?
All right, and let's go to the telephone lines. We've got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is RJ, Captain.
Hey, what's up?
No talk.
Yeah, what's up?
The Constitution and the state constitution, the federal constitution and the state constitution in Pennsylvania says the legislature has a final word on voting rules. You got that? Didn't have to go to Supreme Court, doesn't have to go to court. The legislature passed an edict saying this is it. We control the voting rules. That's it. It's as simple as that. And if any Coney Barrett goes on the court, all she has to do is just look at the damn English and say, this is it. What's the story? So Robert sucks. He should have decided this a long time ago. And to put it off after the election, he's an idiot. So the thing is, there's no 6-3 Supreme Court. It's basically 5-4 with her. And Gorsuch and freaking Kavanaugh aren't that great either. So she was the first. She should have been the first pick for Trump. But this whole thing should never go to court at all. They're all changing the rules. Nevada changed the rules. They got some idiotic way to decide if a vote counts. Are you kidding me? If the signatures don't match, they still work. It's a joke. Anyway, that's it. This is crazy.
All right. Well, RJ, thanks for the call, and don't be a stranger.
Okay. Take care.
All right, RJ, and what do you think, Kyle?
Yeah. Well, exactly. You know, we're going to be. Again, I think they try to hit on multiple fronts. The illegitimacy of the election. Then if it goes to the Supreme Court, well, she's just a shill on the Supreme Court for President Trump. And on it will go. Just like we, you know, in other words, they'll move the goalposts every single time. And this is a game that they're very adept at playing, and I think a game that they have been anticipating playing.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly don't think that they anticipated that they're just going to walk away with and just win the election and everything's going to be fine, because we see how the vote is going in these now very, very crucial states for President Trump. And that doesn't line up with Biden winning the election. And so, again, I think they're falling back onto what they kind of expected. And, again, that's why they softened up the ground with the idea that, you know, President Trump's not going to leave the Oval Office, you know, willingly, and on it goes. And then Nancy Pelosi the other day, or even just in the last 24 hours, we're ready to decide the presidential election if we have to, and on it goes.
Well, Trucker Ed has chimed in, and he says, I support Trump, and I will not apologize for it.
Well, good. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, and the president really has laid down the gauntlet, or thrown down the gauntlet, I should say. And I think that this may come as a real shock to the Democrat Party elite, the Biden campaign for sure, because President Trump actually took exactly what Joe Biden did by going out and making that statement he did in Delaware, and simply upped the ante in typical Trump fashion, and basically rewritten the rules again of how the Democrats continue to attack him.
So, bottom line, we won't know anything at all, not even by Friday, because we've since found out that they have until the 14th in Pennsylvania to count all the votes.
Well, right, but again...
Unless the Supreme Court stops it.
Unless the Supreme Court stops it, or if we can get more vote totals in for Georgia, North Carolina, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Assuming that President Trump wins Alaska, which I think is a pretty safe assumption at this point, then those five states would give him, by my count, Captain, 273 electoral votes. Could bypass Pennsylvania altogether.
Well,
I'm not saying that.
Listen to this about Alaska, okay? 37% of the vote is in. Donald Trump, 61.4%. Joe Biden, 34.7%. It ain't even close.
It ain't even close. Exactly. So again, and this is one of the things, if they were calling these states this evening, I think we would already have the conclusion of the election. And that would stun the Democrat Party elite, stun the Biden campaign, and they would have nowhere to go with their legal challenges, basically. I'm sure they could try, but they wouldn't have a real viable path to doing that. Pennsylvania seems to be the focal point for them for that.
We see them getting six more electoral votes, which would bring their total up to 244. That's where it would stop. But we see Donald Trump getting, 313, 29, 49, 64, 80 plus, well, there it is, 293, that he could get to 80 electoral votes, that gets him 293. That's with Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's with Pennsylvania, exactly.
Otherwise, it's 273 without it.
That's right. And again, knowing what my question would be to some of these election officials would be, knowing the idea that there's going to be not only just a good amount of mail-in votes, but a massive amount of mail-in votes in many cases, and that it's primarily due to COVID-19 and the idea of mailing in your vote, they should have been tooled up in order to process these kinds of votes in a short order. And not somehow say, well, okay, it's quitting time, we're going home, or something like that. It doesn't seem reasonable.
Well, I have never in my lifetime heard of a vote counter in an election being sent home.
No, yeah, exactly.
Ever.
That's exactly right.
And that goes back to what I know about Florida when I wasn't living here. They were still counting the ballots.
Right, precisely. And so, again, this is why the president was so right when he came out. He said they just called it off, you know, and coordinating all that or putting that together with Biden's thing with the big dramatic motorcade going over to the parking lot and so forth. It just doesn't really.
Well, the parking lot, wasn't that the drive-in movie again?
It was supposedly his campaign headquarters, and they had about 300 cars, we're told. But again, it was this, I'm going to go over there and make a statement. That was just in order to posture.
By the way, where was Kamala?
I have no idea where Kamala is. Yeah, she wasn't on the stage. I found that quite interesting because Mike Pence was right next to Donald Trump, to President Trump at the East Room. And yeah, where was Kamala? And I don't think we've even heard her make any statement at all.
No. All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be back with more, and we'll finish up with our next Truckers Highway and Byway report, and then Denise Simon will be coming along, and we'll continue it here on the Captain's America Third Watch, so don't go anywhere. We are coming right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in Renatured Whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit GreenMeadowWay.com. GreenMeadowWay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Okay, and that's Donna Fiducia, and she's up there in Carrollton, Georgia. And we appreciate her doing that. By the way, she and her husband Don run the Double D Ranch right there in Carrollton. They stable horses there, and they do a training, horseback riding and equestrian and western and all that sort of stuff. And it's just up the road a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. All right, and this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Just pull on in there and tell them that you'd like to have a free cup of coffee because you were listening to the captain talk about them on the red video. And there you go. All right, we're going to get it started this hour, and here we go.
A 100 cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. Ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke?
hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line.
All right, that's a highway junkie song, and he needs that old white line. And, well, we need to talk about the Didio weather here because we got some stuff out there. Kyle's going to get to that in a minute. But right now, quiet weather continues with notable precipitation limited to the northwest. We'll tell you where in a minute. A ridge of high pressure building across the contiguous U.S. will promote dry and quiet weather at least midweek, with the only exception being in the northwest. Now, there's a pair of cold fronts moving across the region, and they will support areas of showers and high elevation snow that would make a marginal threat for heavy rainfall for coastal Washington and to the lee of the northern Cascades through Wednesday. Okay, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, we're going to start tonight in the Pacific Northwest. That system continues, that's coming in, or has come in, continues to bring rain for Seattle and Portland, and that's going to persist for a few days. Over in Montana, in northern Montana, we do have a high wind warning and a winter storm watch, and this is going to, of course, affect you at the higher elevations as well, so be careful in terms of snow. This is also encompassing, the high wind watch encompasses the area of Great Falls, Montana, and we're looking maybe for some snow towards the end of the weekend, but rain perhaps on Saturday in that area. Temperatures going to be about 65 degrees on Wednesday, but dropping down precipitously by Saturday to 42 and maybe 27 on Sunday in that area. So we're maybe a return to some of these very cold temperatures. Then in Reno, Nevada, we've got a fire weather watch. And as we trail down 395 heading south through Mammoth Lakes and just a little bit north of Bishop, that's where that fire weather watch is going to continue for a while. And then down in the southwest part of the country, Captain, in Arizona, in Tucson, that's going to clock in, I think, about 89 degrees. And in Phoenix, clocking in on Wednesday about 91 degrees. So we've got some pretty good extremes north to south out west tonight. But nothing else really popping up on the maps tonight.
Well, you know, it's pretty quiet off to the east. There's really nothing to bother you. The storms that were there are gone. The snow that was there in upstate New York is gone. It's warmed up there, too, by the way, I might add. South Florida, you might have some showers along South Florida tonight, all the way towards Lake Okeechobee and then over across towards Fort Myers, south and east over to the east coast. But that's about it, and I don't see anything else to bother you anywhere along the line. Remember, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report is brought to you by the Pilot and Fine J Truck Stop. Just pull on in there, tell them you were listening to Captain talk about the Pilot and Fine J, and you get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And consider joining the Drivers Club, because if you do, you get points for what you buy in the store, for what you buy in the restaurant, as well as fuel that you buy. You'll get points for that, too, and you'll be able to use them for whatever at the Pilot or Flying J nearest you. Now, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. We appreciate him very much. Okay, while we're waiting for Denise Simon to call in, we're still seeing this... Still seeing the message, it's too early to call Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Nevada, North Carolina, and Georgia. Really? Boy, they called California the second it turned 11 o'clock Eastern time, which was when they closed the polls out there in the West. They called it right away, and they can't call these other states right now, even though we've got 94-95% of the vote in. 80% in another one, 74% in another one. You know, some area that's got 94% of the vote, you would think they could certainly call the vote for that area. You would think, but then again, what do I know, right? What do I know? All right, well, I know this. I know we're expecting to hear from Denise Simon, and when she does call in, we will... ask her what she thinks, because I'll guarantee you there's another one that's never seen anything like this before. And, you know, big tech,
It's got to be in the middle of all this, too, because the headlines that are out there right now, the CNN headlines and some of the stories that are on Facebook where they haven't really mentioned much of anything, and what they're mentioning is a little bit different as far as some of the comments. By the way, let's see. Steve in Thailand has chimed in, and he's written a book. I can't really mention all of this, and I appreciate it. And I see what it is. He appreciates the he was listening to us with our election results on the Captain Show while simultaneously watching various TV networks like Fox, CNN, BBC, CNBC. His observation was the TV media, and probably most of the pollsters, too, could not believe how wrong they were about how the American people support Donald Trump. They're out of touch with a large bunch of the people, and we were right on. Okay, well, here she is, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Yeah.
Are you in shock? Are you in shock?
No, I'm not. I'm pretty disgusted because I think this matter of early voting had the hallmarks of being manufactured chaos, and that's now what we truly have.
Yeah. And we've got votes are going to be counted up until the 14th in Pennsylvania on top of everything else, which, again, I'm with the president on this one. This needs to be stopped.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like dates don't matter and conditions don't matter, rules don't matter, postmarks, signatures, no signatures. I mean, at some point, it's kind of like, why don't we apply this to the IRS? You know, April the 15th is the due date. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, no, it's not. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, why don't we have an election in January then? We just kind of keep going. I mean,
yeah. Well, you know, we've been broadcasting and we've covered this and we've watched it. We watched what went on, and we're going to get into some of the details and some of the numbers and all that stuff when we come back after the top of the hour. But Bill Bunkley and Roger P. Shulman, myself, and Ron Edwards and Frank Salvato was on, and we just had Kyle on, the different conversations, all the callers we had. Everybody agreed with one thing. The election is basically over. Donald Trump has the votes he needs. He's got enough votes to declare him the winner in places like Georgia and North Carolina and Michigan and Wisconsin, and boom, game over.
Well, and that's it. And, you know, when you have this, air quote, early voting, it's really remarkable that we're not going to count the early votes in all states the same way. Then why?
Yep.
Why?
I got you. Okay. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more. And Kamala has boasted. Okay, I'll get to this in a minute. I got a caller. I thought I might throw this in there, but it's a little more involved than what I thought. All right, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.